السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. وی کم ناؤ ٹو دا فائنل مومنٹس آف سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ. سو عبداللہ ابن عباس رضی اللہ عنہ ڈسکرائبڈ دا فائنل مومنٹس ان دا لائف آف سیدنا عمر رضی اللہ عنہ ان دا فالوئنگ ورڈز. ہی سیز آئی وزٹڈ عمر رضی اللہ عنہ when he was stabbed. And I said to him, have the glad tidings of Jannah, O Amirul Mu'mineen. You embraced Islam when people disbelieved in you, when people disbelieved in it. In other words, you embraced Islam in the early days, although not as early as Abu Bakr radiallahu anh, but it was still in the early days. So you embraced Islam when people disbelieved in it. You waged jihad along with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when people deserted him. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away in a state that he was pleased with you, was happy with you. And no two people differed in your khilafat. In other words, when you were chosen as Amirul Mu'mineen, nobody had a difference of opinion. And there were no disputes, no fights. You ruled us so well. And you have been murdered as a shaheed. You've been murdered as a shaheed. So Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he was giving these words of encouragement to Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar radiallahu anhu. So Umar radiallahu anh told him, Abbas, Abdullah ibn Abbas, he says that Umar radiallahu anh said to me, repeat what you said. And I repeated it. Then he said, I swear by Allah, besides whom there is no deity worthy of worship, that had I possessed all the yellow and white, gold and silver on earth, if I had all the wealth, all the gold, all the silver, I would give it as a ransom to free myself from the horrors of what happens after death. In the narration of Sahih Bukhari, it is mentioned that Umar radiallahu anh said, as for what you have said about the company of Allah Ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is being pleased with me, that I accompanied Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the battles and I stood by his side when people turned against him and all that. Whatever you're saying about that, and you're saying that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, he was pleased with me, all that is a favor. All that is a favor. It's no kamal on my part. It's no achievement of my own. That is all a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala favored me. And concerning my impatience, which you see, is because of you and your companions. By Allah, if at all I had gold equal to the earth, I would have ransomed myself with it from the punishment of Allah ta'ala. Before I meet Allah ta'ala, I would have paid a ransom to free myself from the punishment of Allah Ta'ala. Now what a life he led, but look at his fear. And what gunas we got, and we not bother. We think we jannati, somebody gave us guarantee certificate, you going jannati. And look at him, with all his achievements, so much he did, despite Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also giving him glad tidings of jannat. He's one of the ashara mubashara. But look at the fear of Allah Ta'ala. Umar radiallahu anh had great fear of Allah Ta'ala, despite the fact that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised him Jannah, and despite having spent his utmost efforts in establishing Allah Ta'ala's law, establishing justice, zuhud, he lived a life of zuhud, he never got involved in the worldly things, jihad, so many other good deeds. So this is a great lesson for all Muslims regarding being mindful of Allah Ta'ala's severe punishment and the horrors of the day of Qiyamah. This is how Uthman radiallahu an, the successor of Umar radiallahu an, how he describes the final moments of Umar radiallahu an. He says, I am the one among you who stayed with Umar radiallahu an till his very end. Right till the last breath I was there. I visited him and his head was in the lap of his son Abdullah. He told his son, put my cheek on the ground. Take my face, put it on the ground, on the floor. Don't let it be in your lap. Abdullah bin Umar, the son, he said, is not my thigh like the ground? In other words, you are already here down now. No. Umar radiallahu anhu insisted. He said for a second time, he said for a third time, place my cheek on the ground. He scolded his son. He reprimanded, put my cheek on the ground. In other words, he felt that who am I? What I am worthy of is my face must be on the soil, not in anybody's lap. Even in his mouth, he was humble. Then he crossed his legs, and I heard him say, may I be ruined. May I be ruined and may my mother be ruined if Allah Ta'ala doesn't forgive me. So in other words, he's begging Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. And he continued saying this until his ruh departed. This is the extent of fearfulness of Allah Ta'ala of a person who used to be called Amirul Mu'mineen. He was called Amirul Mu'mineen, but this is the khawf of Allah Ta'ala that he had. To the extent that he was praying to be destroyed if Allah Ta'ala doesn't forgive him, despite being one of the Ashara Mubashara, one of the 10 who were promised Jannat. However, the one who knows Allah Ta'ala better fears Allah Ta'ala more. Asking his son to place his cheek on the ground is a mark of belittling himself in front of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. It was like a sajda. Like you're making a sajda. To make his salah or to make his du'as more befitting to be accepted by Allah Ta'ala. This shows how mindful he was of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Imam Zahabi rahimahullah said that Umar radiallahu anhu was martyred on a Wednesday. There were 3 or 4 days remaining of Dhul Hijjah, the last month of the Islamic calendar. There were 3-4 days left of Dhul Hijjah. Right? It was the year 23 Hijri. At that time, he was 63 years of age. So there are certain sunnats you can make amal upon, and there are certain sunnats only if Allah Ta'ala allows you to make amal upon, you can make amal. It's not in your control. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away 63. Abu Bakr Ranaun passed away 63. Umar radiallahu anhu passed away 63. That is involuntary, right? It's not something you can do. But they had so much of love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah Ta'ala made them pass away also, same age as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I remember our late Shaykh Muiz Patel Sam rahmatullah alayhi, after he reached 63, then if anybody made dua for him, Allah Pa give you long life, he used to say, no, don't make that dua now. He said Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived for 63 years. 63 years is enough. He said, don't make that dua. But we must carry on making dua for long life with afiyat and tawfiq to accumulate maximum amount of good deeds, make tawbah, make istighfar. His khilafat lasted for 13 and a half years and a few days. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anh said that his father was given ghusl, shrouded, and his janaza salah was offered, and he was a shaheed, he was a martyr. The scholars differ with the person who is killed unjustly. Does he have the ruling of the martyr, one who is killed in battle, that the ghusl is not given to him? Right? So there are two opinions with regards to this. Right? Now we're not going into all the fiqhi matters. Right? That you will learn in your fiqh kitabs. When you do alim course, and inshallah you will learn all these masail. Right? So there is, a person, if he passes away, whether it's in self-defense or he's murdered or whatever, and he never get any medical assistance, he didn't eat anything, he didn't drink anything, right? And he passes away, right? Then you don't give him ghusl, you bury him as is. In his same clothes, everything, you bury him like that. But if a person received some medical assistance, he ate, you know, he lived for a while after that, and then he passed away, so inshallah, in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, he will still be a martyr, but then we will give him ghusl, kafan, everything like normal. Understand? Ji. Zahabi has said that Suhaib bin Sinan radiallahu an performed the janaza salah. Ibn Sa'ad has mentioned that Sa'id bin Musayyab asked Hussein bin Ali radiallahu an that who led the janaza salah for Umar radiallahu anh. He told him it was Suhaib bin Sinan radiallahu anh. So, there's a whole riwayat now about how many takbirs in the janaza namaz and all that. Right? But Suhaib bin Sinan radiallahu anh performed the janaza namaz and he made four takbirs as we make four takbirs in our janaza salah. So where did the janaza namaz take place? It took place between Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's minbar and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house. Ibn al-Musayyib said the Muslims observed that Suhaib radiallahu an was performing the namazes. This was Umar Raun had instructed that he must perform the salahs. So he was performing the salahs. So they asked him to lead the janaza namaz also. Umar radiallahu anh did not ask any of the six who he appoint, you know, who he chose, the Shura council, he didn't appoint them to lead the namaz. Why? Because if he appointed any one of them, then people would have taken it that he has chosen that person as the Khalifa. So he chose an independent person, Suhaib bin Sinan radiallahu anh. Also, Suhaib radiallahu anh, he had a very high standing in the eyes of Umar radiallahu anh and the Sahaba radiallahu anh. Umar radiallahu anh said about him that what a good slave is Suhaib. Even if he were not to fear Allah, he would not disobey Allah. Such a person he is. In other words, even if he is given the guarantee that Allah is not going to punish you, so there's no need for him to fear, then too, he would not disobey him. You must remember, obedience to Allah Ta'ala is born out of love, not out of fear. Being obedient to Allah Ta'ala out of fear is a lower level. If a person is being obedient to Allah Ta'ala out of fear, that too is good, but it's a lower level. A higher level is where a person, he is being obedient to Allah Ta'ala out of love for Allah Ta'ala. Because he loves Allah, he wants to be obedient to Allah. That's a higher level. That is what we must try to achieve. Imam Zahabi says that he was buried in the house of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in other words, in the house of Aisha radiallahu anha. Ibn al-Jawzi has narrated from Jabir that Sa'id bin Zayd, Uthman radiallahu anhu, Suhaib bin Sinan and Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhum descended in the qabr of Umar radiallahu anhu. In other words, they were the ones who lowered him into his qabr. Imam Bukhari has narrated from Hisham bin Urwa, when the wall fell on them, on the graves, during the Khilafat of Walid bin Abdul Malik, the people started repairing it, and a foot appeared to them. The people got scared and thought that it was the foot of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No one could be found who could tell them about it, till I, meaning Urwa, he said to them, by Allah, this is not the foot of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it is the foot of Umar radiallahu anhu. We have already mentioned that when Umar radiallahu anhu passed away, permission was sought from Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha for him to be buried in her home with his two companions, meaning Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So Aisha Nana said, yes, by Allah. Urwa bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu said that whenever a sahabi would send her a message asking for permission to be buried in her home, she would refuse. She would refuse, saying, no, by Allah, there is no dispute among the scholars that all three men are buried at that spot in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's masjid. So before that, when anybody used to ask, she used to say no. That's why Umar radiallahu anhu, he told Abdullah bin Umar, go and ask permission. Don't just go bury me there, ask permission. And then he told him, when he came back and he said that she gave permission, then he thanked Allah Ta'ala, but then he told his son Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu again, that see, after I pass away, carry my body, go there. Then go ask her permission again. If she gives permission, this time you bury me there. If she doesn't give permission, bury me in Jannatul Baqi, in the general Pakistan. Fair, we'll stop there, we'll continue with this, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala gives tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.